lover opens like a portico flooded at high tide. Morals is a colony where the sea has taken up residence, whispering to the marble as if teaching it to breathe. I pass between pillars glazed with salt. At the far end, a priest of good sense offers me water in a shallow dish. The water shows a spine turning under darkness, then steadies into my face. I drink both images, which is to say, I promise to be corrected. A small brass E hangs from the ceiling. Letter and omen five, say the elders, and also thou art. The vowel hums the way a shell hums when it remembers its tenant. I put the E to my ear and hear a deep animal rehearsing a scent. Perhaps the letter is a fin folded into grammar. Perhaps Delphi is only a whale that has learned to speak through stone. The tripod trembles as if three ribs were touching. Plutarch approaches with the temperate step of a man who has argued with kings and never lost his appetite. He carries a lamp that smells of winter fat and judgment withheld. We walk. He names the rooms we pass with a modesty that would embarrass wind. On the eating of flesh, he says, and a door opens onto a kitchen where knives sleep respectfully. It is not murder to abstain, he suggests. It is music. The whale rolls just beyond the threshold, a tremendous lyre strung with currents. I place my palm to the wet and feel the chords ascend my arm until the shoulder is an instrument. A shy chord answers, maternal and lawless, I blush and call the blush philosophy. We enter a hall where anger is kept on a leash. Plutarch strokes its head, which is hot and courteous. He speaks of bridles and reins, of how a man may sit his own storm. Outside, a spout lifts like a column. The spray falls as a fine correction upon my tongue. Taste teaches me restraint faster than maxims. The great back heaves and the leash within me slackens without breaking. I am paid in quiet. Another chamber on superstition. A crowd is kneeling to phantoms with expensive hands. Fear breeds in the folds of their garments like damp. Plutarch opens a window. The room fills with noon. He prefers reverence that stands upright. The whale slides by, dark as an eclipse that refuses panic. Its eye looks in, unpurchased. I forget to be afraid of what has no desire for me. The forgetting is a clean bed. We come to the daemon's room. It is small and always twilight. A murmur lives there like a second pulse. Do not, it says, and the no is not refusal but a path spared. Socrates turns his head slightly toward a harbor he will never sail from or call the belly in its lamp, the soft veto that gave me back my breath. The daemon is a fin brushed along the keel from beneath, a warning that arrives as touch rather than thunder. It moves the course of fingers width, which in time is a continent. Now the oracle silence, priests lounge like retired winds. The tripod cools its teeth. Plutarch wonders whether God has grown economical with syllables or whether we have swollen past our proper listening. While he thinks, the sea breaks into low laughter. Oracles are not gone, they have migrated to the skin. When the whale surfaces, it writes on us with warm spray. A script the humble learn at once and the learned learn later. The letters evaporate, but the sentence remains, lodged in the hinge of the jaw, and the pace of a heart that has dismissed hurry.